A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we have Martina Lehan Sheehan moving forward following the great loss of her husband Pat. We have Liam Burke on young people not attending church. And we have poet Mary Kennelly telling us what she's up to these days. First up, Reverend Isabel and Reverend Anne-Marie have retired.
We have. We're still struggling with relearning how to relax, relearning how to sleep. Lots and lots of things to let go of.
We met a friend recently who read about our retirement in the local paper, and she said rather than say happy retirement, she liked to say happy betterment, so that our lives are to get better than they were with the stresses of the admin of ministry.
What aspects did you find most stressful in the role?
For me, the hardest work was trying to assist our parishioners to rebuild their rectory. It had been a ruin for many, many years and required far more work than anyone realised, so it was costly. And as we started to rebuild, what happened? COVID, a pandemic hit us all. And then, of course, the intrusion into Ukraine has affected everything. The cost of everything has gone up. So it's been so difficult and very stressful. That's why I haven't slept properly for the past 5 years, really wanting the very best for our parishioners.
The whole area of building, and this is right across the Diocese of Kerry for all of our priests, Catholic Church, Church of Ireland, the whole area of building, it's a whole different set of skills and it is very stressful.
It is. But on top of that, as you know, I used to train ordinands in England, both men and women, preparing for priesthood. And quite rightly, I taught them, yes, one day when they'd finished their training, they would become spiritual leaders, but also they were business men and women, and both aspects of the ministry were equally important. Granted, we always work alongside our parishioners, they work with us. However, in the recent times, this whole governance program has taken off, so the business side of ministry has snowballed. I found that even young priests are really struggling with it as well. It's taken over in so many ways. It's right that it should be well organised as a business. On the other hand, I think the new governance programme doesn't take into account the fact that clergy are actually spiritual leaders as well, and that is equally important. Yeah. And the time for that has been diminished, I think.
That's happening in a lot of areas, Isabel.
Yeah, both are necessary, the spirituality and the practicalities of the life. And as Anne-Marie was speaking, I just thought about a marriage. Everything that's said about the church can be said about a marriage as well, in that the relationships have to be worked out and deepened, and as well as surviving, and the tedium of a relationship. It's not always on a high or a low. So the church life has elements of peaks of glory when there's a great crowd gathered for the celebration of a marriage or confirmation and the Holy Communion. And then also the tedium times in the week time when people come faithfully to attend a service or come to pray. So within any ministry, there's the tedium of the business aspect, which is of necessity for the greater social well-being of society, as well as the spirituality involved, yeah.
And now this is my third attempt to retire. And some people say, oh, the clergy find it hard to let go. We don't find it hard to let go, let me tell you. However, more than that, there's an excitement and a future possibility, future potential. We're looking forward to different styles of ministry now. As you know, we're Anglican nuns as well as priests, so our ministry doesn't end in any sense. However, we don't want it to continue as parish priests. That is something which now we have finally put down and are quite determined that should be the case, because there's so many other things that we can offer society that we would like to offer around the edges of full-time ministry. There should be different styles of ministry. We've always done our best for our congregations. We've had many farewells over the years, but we had the warmest and the most wonderful farewells here in Kerry from our two churches. Absolutely amazing, really.
And we mustn't forget the men's social club who sing for us. They came on Good Friday and they asked permission to sing a special song at the end, which they did after the Good Friday service. And they presented us with the Peace Lily, and it happened to be the 13th of April. All of Ireland was remembering the peace agreement. But they sang this beautiful Welsh song for us about purity of heart. I was on the verge of crying because of the warmth of the emotion within the song they sang for us. But that's just one little element of the farewell.
And our little Church of Ireland school gave us a special farewell. At the end of the service, the bishop came and sat on the floor because I was preaching and I use PowerPoint when I'm preaching. And the only way for him to see the pictures was to sit on the floor and look at them. At the end of the service, they gave us two hoodies. And Isabel and I are the class of 2023. Now, that's what everyone who graduates from our primary school receive. And then we have to walk down between serried ranks of pupils to leave the church at the end. But we've had several photographs taken wearing our class of 23 navy blue hoodies.
A great thank you and a great warmth. Yeah. Going back to what you've said about that you have no problems letting go of the roles. But sometimes when you move outside of a role, you can lose the full kind of, I don't know what the word is, but the permission to do all of the work that you are doing. This is your brief, you have full responsibility. Now you're walking out there without the support of the institution.
I think personally that that can be like a straitjacket. The expectations placed upon clergy in parishes are very demanding. People have their own personal ideas of what the clergy should do and shouldn't do. And actually, that isn't good for the clergy. It limits what we can offer. All the time as we're discussing this and retirement and stuff, I'm thinking of all the many other people who retire in many different walks of life, not just clergy, for goodness sake. And for many, it is a shock. They lose their friends. They lose their comrades, the people that they've worked amongst so closely for many years.
And some of the meaning and structure in their life.
Exactly, the meaning and structure. So for us, we just need this time, maybe a month, to totally relax. Isabel thinks we need 3 months to totally relax and let go of everything and learn that we're not on a treadmill anymore, which is hard to remember each day. I don't have lists in the morning of all the things I've got to accomplish and usually fail to accomplish during the day. However, this is true for everybody. And it seems to me that once you learn to relax, then we need to be open to a whole set of new possibilities, new potentials. If you were good at your job, then you've got skills which can be used in other direction, other ways. And I would hope that at the end of our time of total relaxation, that we will feel ready. For me, I love studying. I love theology. I love academic theology, but not the language. I spend all my adult life unpicking theological language to make it accessible to the average person out on the pavement. Whilst we do our best for our parishioners, it's always been the people out there that I long to offer something to. So I'm being encouraged to eventually start presenting podcasts, start presenting videos on YouTube, just on spirituality and living life to the full. I love that phrase of Jesus. I come to bring life and life to the full. And it was wonderful. We had our first service last Sunday with another priest taking the service and us sitting in the pews, which was really lovely. It was a new experience. And he was a retired priest also, about 3 months ahead of us. He had no idea. He was using my favourite quotation when Jesus says, I come to bring life, life to the full. So when we put down our previous jobs of parish priests and or many other roles in life that people will be putting down, then wait a little bit, learn to relax, learn to let go, do some enjoyable things, things you really like, one each day. And then see what creation sends you. See what the universe sends you. See what the living God sends you. And search for new openings, new possibilities, new potential.
Well, like Anne-Marie, I too like to read, and I do my readings in the morning. And I've been reading a book called The Concept of Nature, and it's fantastic. Every living thing has worth, from the teeniest insect to mankind at its best potential. And that all things need redemption. And I never thought of nature needing redemption, and I love walking and swimming when I have time. So I thought, gosh, what a beautiful thing to share with other people. And as we've said previously, being outside of the institutional church leaves us more open and less boundaried.
Institutions create rules and regulations.
And can I just say, talking about the love aspect of things, I have a very favourite song of mine. It's from the 1970s by Nancy Wilson, and it's a jazzy thing. But the words are beautiful. It's "My love has no beginning, my love has no end, I'm right in the middle and I'm right at the end." And for me, it talks about the concept of God's love, which we know so very little about. So people can find this understanding of love in so many other things beyond our churches. But our churches, I believe, are the places where we begin to kind of have a hint of that love through the beauty and the glory of what our institutions are or have been.
Mm. Reverend Anne-Marie and Reverend Isabel, thank you very much for chatting to us about this morning. And it's very hopeful for everybody who's retired. As you're saying, it's not just for yourselves. And I look forward to when you've taken your break to see what you'll come back to me with.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the song Reverend Isabel is suggesting. Mary Wilson, "You Don't Know How Glad I Am."
My love has no beginning, my love has no end. No front or back, and my love won't bend. I'm in the middle, lost in a spin, loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. My love has no bottom, my love has no top. My love won't rise and my love won't drop. I'm in the middle and I can't stop loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. I wish I were a poet so I could express what I'd like to say. Yeah. I wish I were an artist so I could paint a picture of how I feel. There's no walls on either side that makes my love wider than wide. I'm in the middle and I can't hide loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. How glad I am. How glad I am. How glad I am.
Father Francis Nolan, you're involved with Accord and they're offering training. Tell us about it.
At the moment, there is a recruitment drive going on by Accord throughout the whole country, seeking both counsellors and facilitators. So for the counsellors, they're seeking people who already have some qualification in counselling and who would be experienced in person-centered counselling and would have at least 100 client hours of counselling done post-graduation. Then that person would go on to do further training in couple counselling with a CARD for a period of 12 months over, I think it's 7 or 8 weekends.
So is this free training?
Free. It would be paid for by the centre that the person would apply through. So, for example, if the person applied to work through the Killarney Centre or the Tralee Centre, it would be paid for by that centre. So it's free training in the sense that CARD would pay for the training, yes.
But as you're saying, they have to have qualifications already in advance. It's bringing it up again another notch.
Yes. There is a great need for counsellors out there, and especially in our centres here in Kerry.
So this is a great opportunity, really, for anybody interested.
It is. It is, because I think the training that will be offered will be quite good. It's always very good. It's got to be in Maynooth.
Have they to attend in person or is it online?
It will be in person.
Tell me about the commitment involved.
Well, I know it's done over weekends, so they usually would go on a Friday evening, I think, and work Friday evening and all day Saturday. So it would be like, I think it's over 5 or 6 weekends throughout the year from next September onwards.
It's a valuable service.
Yes. So Accord offers counselling really on 2 levels to couples who may be experiencing difficulty or need help or support, or also to individuals who might like to come to explore a particular issue. So yes, I suppose over the years, Tralee Centre that I'm most aware of has been very busy with counselling. And I suppose more than ever, you know, there is a need for new counsellors to train. I suppose you always have to be looking to the future.
And for more details, Francis, where do they go?
So they can go to the Kerry Diocesan website. You will find it there, the details. They can contact either of the centres, either Tralee Centre or Killarney Centre, and they will get further details there. The closing date is the 19th of May.
Father Francis Nolan, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Mary, yourself as well.
After the break, I chat with author Martina Lehan Sheehan on coping with the great loss of her partner, Pat.